Welcome, dear learners. Welcome in this module on journal metrics. So far, we have discussed the basic concept of academic writing, basic rules of academic writing, English in academic writing, plagiarism, detection and avoiding it. And now we are going to deal with the bibliometrics. Bibliometrics are the combination of journal and author metrics. And in particular, in this module, we are going to discuss the journal metrics. After completing this module, you will be able to understand what are the journal metrics, what is the basic concept of journal metrics, how you can distinguish the journal on the basis of journal metrics, targeting your manuscripts on the basis of journal metrics, and impact factor as one of the journal metrics. We will be covering the topic under the heads: what are the journal metrics, what are the basic types of metrics, journal metrics and author metrics, and impact factor as one of the types of journal metrics. So dear learners, let's begin this module. You've done your research work and now you want to plan a paper. As far as the timing of planning a paper is concerned, we will deal this head in a separate section in coming modules. But to be precise, you must not wait for entire completion of your research work for planning a paper. It should be a bit ahead. It should be planned a bit ahead. And it helps rather when you plan a paper earlier than the completion of your research work. Planning your paper. When you're planning a paper, what are the basic steps? You plan the things for three major types. Now you can see you plan the things on the three basic points: what, where, and the correlation. Correlation of what? What and where? What means? What will be the content? What will be the text? What will be the type which you are going to publish? This section we will be discussing exclusively. Moving to the where you want to publish, you will have to decide. You will have to think upon. And the utmost important thing is correlating what with where. What do you want to publish and where you want to publish? That is needed to be correlated. Dear learners, whenever you go for buying and choosing the things, you compare the things. Say for example, your online shopping. Just for buying a single small item, you search the things, you compare the things. If you target to own either a car or simply go for buying a pair of shoes or selecting an institute for taking the admission, you compare the things on the basis of some certain merits, certain factors. These factors govern your decision. And these factors become the basis of your targeting. And we do the same practice in targeting a journal for your manuscript publication. Now we will focus deciding where to publish. What are the basic traits required? What are the governing factors there? What are the key factors there? There are the three key factors: impact, speed, and reach. Dear learners, these are the three major factors. The journal metrics answers these three factors. You need some checkpoints to know that this journal is suitable for you. And these three factors, impact, speed, and reach, decide the suitability of journal for you. Let us define journal metrics. Journal metrics provide extra insight into three aspects of our journals: impact, speed, and reach, and help authors select a journal when submitting an article for publication. This definition is given by Elsevier, one of the major leading publishers of journals and books. So, dear learners, impact, speed and reach are the three major factors. It depends what is your choice, what is your expectation. Sometimes you are ready to wait for 6 to 7 months for publishing your journals in a good impact. Sometimes you require the rapid publication. Then you require your publication only in the reputed journal and you don't bother about the impact. And sometimes you need to reach to more and more people. You need the readership. Then you target certain type of journals. And sometimes it is the blend of impact, speed and reach. So you will have to be crystal clear in your mind that what is your expectation from the journal? What is the idea in your mind that what parameter should be the decisive one? So you will decide, you will choose that particular parameter. Now let us discuss impact. Impact we have heard that in many ways, but in the academic writing, what does the impact mean? Let us discuss what does the impact means in academic writing. For example, you have written and published an article and someone else built on your work and cites your article. That shows that your article had an impact on this. And in the same way, if lots of articles cite your work, it shows that your article had a great impact. Now, what the bibliometrics, journal or author metrics, does that shown impact can be expanded to journal or researcher as proof of their impact as well. From there, the impact can be spread even further. Your impact as a researcher spreads to a group like a faculty or the university. So you can see that one site from an article shows the impact to the entire linked system. This impact is not just the number, as some researchers feel. Their research is more than that. It is not like that a derivative work is trying to demolish the previous work. Actually, what a citation proves is the impact that an article has made an impact and thus become more important or useful. These bibliometrics are more powerful and useful tool in health, biomedical and other sciences. Whereas the other faculties like architecture, law, business and engineering has their own hurdles which they need to cross. Engineering faculties tend to publish a lot in conferences which are harder to track and therefore harder to be cited. The arts faculties love books and the books have exact size problems due to irregular publishing schedules, making it harder to track. Law, on the other hand, has a different problem. Although they publish heavily in journals, much of their work is aimed to judges and politicians rather than the other academics. The architecture people have their unique problem in the sense that their lot of work have an artistic component which is hard to track and cite. Business have their own problems mainly because the bibliometrics is more focused to sciences and these are just entering in their domain now. So what does the impact means? What kind of a prestige, a reputation a journal is having? What are the quality parameters it is associated with? And the quality supported with the strong statistical indicators. Impact gives the confidence to the authors in selecting the journals. So this was all about the impact. Now we will discuss the aspect of speed. Now entering into the domain of speed, what does the speed mean with respect to the academic writing? In which time frame you want to publish your work? Early rejection is far better than the late acceptance. Many of you will agree with my statement. Sometimes you have communicated a paper to a journal. You wait for 6 to 7 months and then you come to know that your paper is rejected. At this moment, the delay in decision is far more painful than the rejection. Personally, I like the journals which reject your manuscript in 48 hours or within a week of submitting. It is better. Then we will decide where to go next. It saves our time. So these journals give the clear-cut message to the journals that your article is not suitable for those journals. In that case, without losing the time, authors make their mind and submit their article to some other journal. It saves their time. Now moving to the frequency part, because frequency of publishing a particular journal is also associated with the speed part. So what you have to do, you have to check the frequency of the journal, whether it is semi-annual, biannual, quarterly, bi-monthly, fortnightly or weekly. Because a journal which is being published in higher frequency require more and more articles, and the article publication chances are higher as compared to the journal which are less frequent. There are two major factors you can check: average number of weeks taken by the peer review process and average number of weeks taken for first decision, final decision, and online to offline publication. Now let us take a look on this figure, which shows the journal metrics with respect to the review speed. As we can see, for a journal submission to the first decision and submission to final decision is shown in weeks for years 2014 to 2017. It is consistently increasing. Time between submission to first decision and submission to final decision. The review speed idea can be seen by this and assessed when you may expect the first decision. Alternatively, whether you can wait that time for final decision or not after the first decision. Your decision may vary depending on these things. There are two parameters for this: time taken from manuscript acceptance to first appearance of the article online with DOI. DOI is Digital Object Identification Number. And time taken from manuscript acceptance to the final appearance online of the fully paginated article. Now let us take this example. This figure shows the change in online publication time over the years for a particular journal. Average time taken for first appearance to final paginated version of article is shown here. It can be seen that over the years, the time taken to first and final appearance has decreased for this journal, where it was about 16 weeks from first to final appearance time in 2014, it reduced to just 4 weeks in 2018. The technological advancement, online automated system, availability of huge number of articles for finalizing an issue, etc., may be the reasons for this reduction in publication time. But overall, this is a plus point for a journal and prospective authors. So as compared to previous years, overall publication time is decreased for the journal. So this factor may be able to attract more authors. The availability of this type of journal metrics on the journal's page is very useful. So dear learners, we know that time is invaluable. It is priceless. With respect to the publication, every researcher knows about the importance of time. You might have experienced or you might have seen the research scholars who are waiting for just one single publication
for submitting their thesis even. And sometimes this thesis is withheld just for getting the acceptance.
And that pain, that time is very, very crucial.
Now we are entering into the third aspect, that is reach. The journals reach to the readers and authors. Journals reach to the wide geographical area, the global presence. The number of downloads country-wise and the number of corresponding author country-wide for last 5 years are the indicators of reach of the journal. This graph indicates the number of primary corresponding authors at the country and or region level in the last 5 years. We can see that for this particular journal, Italy is holding second rank with 61 contributing authors for the journal. This matrix is clearly showing the global contribution of authors to the journal countrywide and indicating the effective reach of the journal. So, dear learners, so far we discussed what are the bibliometrics and what are the three major factors. What are the three major factors which govern our decision of targeting a journal? Impact, speed, and reach. Depending upon our perspective, depending upon our need, we can select either one or more than one parameter for selecting or for targeting the journal for communicating and publication of your manuscript.